When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
What if I told you everything you know about the world is wrong? What if I told you that all the things that you believe to be impossible are, in fact, very much an ontological possibility? Reality is not what you think it is. It is so much more complicated, fascinating, and above all, it is terrifying. You see, we are at the fringes of the map, and there's more than just dragons.
Inside, you find several wrapped packages, which all are stamped with M.R.E. Some of them maybe say like K rations, stuff like that.
Yeah.
You find like a mix of modern day and really old fashioned army rations. Probably all of them are expired. Yeah, I would say all of them are expired by now. You find a bunch of really old looking documents. Most of them would be destroyed. This part, it's very moist here, so a lot of these documents didn't really stand the test of time. They're, if you really wanted to, you could spend some time going through them.
Yeah, I might. The ones that are legible, I'd like to spend a little bit of time, right, see if I can get a look at them.
That will be an investigation. I'll say investigation wits, I guess. It's another 5. You find nothing that you didn't already know.
Okay, so just some notes from about the town, about the area. Nothing from Mr. Walsh?
Nothing from Mr. Walsh, no.
Because I found his journal and stuff down in the
mine. Oh, I see what you're saying. Sorry, I'm not done yet.
Oh, okay. Nothing from Mr. Walsh in that collection of faded documents.
No, these are like faded documents that have presumably been taken from the library.
Yeah.
You find a satellite map of the area. The satellite map is in like a... like a plastic, there's a, like a map case, basically.
Yeah.
So that you may look at it, and there's a plastic cover that is waterproof.
And I can make markings on it, potentially with a texter.
You find a hunting knife.
I will take that knife.
Mm-hmm. You can add knife to your inventory.
Thank you.
In addition to the small hunting knife, you find a first aid kit.
I will take that because I have no stuff with me. They're all back at the...
some sturdy looking cord, probably climbing rope.
I'm going to take that rope.
You find a bunch of bullets, but no gun.
Okay, I'll take the bullets anyway.
And then you find a little black diary, like all the other ones you've been finding.
Wonderful. Let's have a look at this diary.
The first entry, Happy New Year. 2 months of research and combing the bush. I think I'm onto something, but it seems so implausible.
You were onto something, Mr. Walsh, you were.
Next entry, just got back, tired. Good search along the way. Found some trails not made by kangaroo or wombats. You start flipping through the book.
Yeah.
I like to tell myself you didn't suffer. Not like it will. Lies that I want to believe. I'm sorry. I went back round the old house. Don't know what I expected to find there. Maybe I was hoping it would all be rubble. I took anything that reminded me of you and stashed it in the basement. Let time and age destroy what it didn't.
Why did you go back to fight it at the house? Was it symbolism? Is that all?
Is it Spanish? European? Where did it come from? How old is it?
Speaks Latin. All right, that's good to know. I assume I know Latin, Adam, considering I have an academics in languages.
You know a little Latin?
Yeah. I know conversational Latin.
I think you need a separate merit for that, but you might be able to decipher a Latin.
Yeah.
Will I make it through another winter? The 1960s seems so long ago now, but I'm finally making some progress. And then, the last entry, screaming woke me. I spied it tearing a rue apart, feeding, maybe? I've seen evidence of this, but I've never caught it in the act. I was an idiot. Panic fired. No aiming. I think I winged it, but then it threw the carcass at me. Tremendous strength. Fast, too.
I see if the map has any has any markings on it, like from Walsh.
Yeah, you find a bunch of markings around the Rockfield Bushland Reserve and the Long Plantation. The map looks like he's been doing like searching patterns, and you find that he seems to have covered like quite a lot of ground. It looks like he's covered pretty much all of the Bushland Reserve and most of the Long Plantation.
Hmm. Does it have a marking on where he encountered the thing eating the root?
It would actually, yeah. There'd be a marking in the Rockfield Bushland Reserve.
Cool.
It would have been somewhere to the southeast of where you are currently.
Does he have any markings for any of these other ranger boxes?
He does. So you see that there are markings for where you are currently. There's one for the Bismarck Goldfields. There's one for the Barnhall Gold Mine. Both of those are inside and out.
Yep.
So there's one inside the mines and one outside the mines. There's one way down south near where you think the abattoir is. There's one actually near town as well, like along the main street down like a side space back when the town was a lot smaller.
Very risky going back for that one, I reckon, Adam.
Yep.
Any on this trail that I'm currently on that I could sort of get to next?
Yes.
Trying to locate this gun, basically.
There's one really close to where he had the sighting.
Great. Well, I'm gonna head towards that location.
So that one you need to continue along the creek trail, and then you go down the historical walk. But along the historical walk, you're gonna need to start veering west, and that means that you're gonna need to make a survival check.
Yep.
It's getting dark, by the way.
That's okay.
All right.
That's okay.
So it's wits survival. You navigate your way to the lockbox.
Excellent. Well, Adam, I put in the trusty combination of four zeros, and
it doesn't open.
Fuck you. When I rang Ben Kennedy, I looked him up, didn't I?
What do you mean you looked him up?
That's how I got his number. I looked him up. He'd know the combination, I assume.
He might.
I'm going to ring Ben Kennedy.
All right. Highs or lows?
Highs.
Highs? All right. You have spotty reception.
Oh, boy.
Bang, 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 bang. Hello?
Mr. Kennedy.
Is this, what's your name?
Heracles Melville.
Yeah.
I have two questions for you. First of all, Little Rose and Gina, are they with you right now?
Yeah, they're with, yeah, it's Herrick. You can tell he's off the phone. Yeah, it's Herrick. Gina says hello.
Tedder, I say hello as well. And I'm currently on expedition.
Yes, he says hello back.
Mr. Kennedy, you told me that there were suppliers in some of these cases. I've found a few of them that I can open, but I've found one that is locked, and the combination that I've used on the others does not open this one. I'm out in the bush, near the Rockfield Bushlands.
Try, I guess, 01026. Oh, how many things is it?
Four.
Oh, 1269.
1269. I punch that in.
It opens.
Thank you. Whose birthday is that?
Susan's. Susan was his wife.
Thank you, Ben. Keep him safe. And if the police ask you, you've never spoken to me in your life.
He hangs up.
Great. What's in this one?
You open this one up and several things happen really quickly. So the lid... Imagine like a you know, like one of those classic desks. All of these containers are like a really big version of like that classic high school desk that you open up and then you've got the space inside. So when you open this one up, when you lift the lid, you just are not quick enough. You see it, but your mind doesn't. So your eyes see it,
yes,
but it takes a second for your brain to scream at you.
Yep.
You see a cord on the inside, like a thin little wire. And then you hear a tink. And then falling into the center of the box is a hand grenade minus pin.
How many seconds have I got, Adam?
Right before that, you also notice on the inside, on the underside of the lid, written in big letters, are the words, boom, you Frankenstein fuck.
Huh. Can right. I try?
I'm going to go to initiative, and the grenade gets an initiative. That's how it works.
Fuck.
Oh, man, this sucks, Adam.
This is the second time this has happened to you.
Why would I assume that these are booby-trapped?
A great question.
I would, look, to be honest, going into its lair and not assuming it's trapped was dumb. But come on.
All right, so you're in luck because you get an initiative modifier. The grenade does not. The grenade just goes on whatever I roll. So you get a d10 plus 3, 8.
Okay.
So it needs to get...
9 or 10.
9, 10, 8. Oh, no, and an 8 you'd win. So it needs to get a 9 or a 10.
Oh, God.
You got a 7.
Oh, thank fucking Christ.
So you have theoretically 10 seconds, which is longer than any grenade fuse ever. But look, hey, we'll say that it's a kind...
It's old.
Yeah, it's an old grenade.
It's from the war. He used it in Nam.
Maybe you hear the click, and then when the grenade falls into the middle, it's like... tss, and then smoke starts spinning out.
Wow, this is an antique.
What do you do?
Adam, I would like to take the grenade and with my trusty majesty bat, hit it as far into the bush as I can.
All right. So I'm going to make that a weaponry. I'll give you the bonus for baseball bat, even though this is a cricket bat.
Because it's a similar.
It's close enough. Bats. The grenade soars clear above the canopy and then you're going to need to make a quick... Just a sneaky little dexterity athletics check. So a chance die.
Oh, no.
You fail. So a hand grenade sends, well, it depends on the hand grenade, but typically a hand grenade will send little pieces of metal shrapnel out in directions all around it.
Checks out.
Now, you have hit the grenade further than its effective kill radius, but those little pieces of shrapnel don't just disappear after the effective kill radius.
Oh no! Shrapnel!
You take a single point of lethal damage as a piece of shrapnel embeds itself in you.
Fuck. That's bad.
Alright, you're not doing great.
No, I'm not doing amazing, Adam.
2, 3, 4. Alright, you're not taking any penalties, but any more damage and you will.
Is there anything else in the box, Adam?
Yes, there is. I would never be that cruel.
As I'm going through this box, I just start grumbling. Well, she fucking idiot. How the hell did you think? Why would this thing use the boxes? This is the worst booby trap I've ever seen.
You find more rations, all of them also spoiled. You find more documents. Would you go through? Oh, obviously, you go through them.
Yeah, I skim through them.
This one's going to be an interesting one. You need to make a, I guess, academics intelligence, which is really good for you. That's 8 dice.
Correct. It is also an asset skill for me.
Yes, so you'll get 9 again. 5 successes total. Another beat.
Hey!
Going through these documents, you can tell that these documents are exclusively red herrings. So every single file here is something that could be related to the case, but isn't.
What were you doing, Walsh? You were chasing this monster, and you were... booby-trapped this case, and then you filled it with fake documentation. Surely the grenade was enough. It was highly improbable and illogical, and I'm not sure I respect you anymore, Mr. Walsh.
You find another map. The map is of... the map has a note on it that says, suspected layers, ? And this map has several locations circled. Part of your academics check, you can work out through all the information you already know that these layers just couldn't possibly be correct.
Correct.
Some of them are just way too highly trafficked.
And I already know where its lair was. It's now destroyed. It was the gold field, the gold mine.
You find a revolver.
Hey!
Empty, but that's a revolver. Good.
I've got those bullets, Adam.
No, wait. Sorry, there are bullets in the revolver. But you need to make a firearms intelligence check. One success with a reroll. The bullets in this gun are blanks.
What the fuck were you doing, old man? Unless you didn't put it here.
Does the handwriting on the box match the handwriting from the diary?
It looks like it matches, yeah. It looks like this entire box was meant to deceive someone. Oh, sorry, and you also find a flare gun.
I grab the flare gun.
Mm-hmm.
I pop the blank bullets out and see if the actual bullets I picked up before.
I'll say part of the previous. This one looks real.
Oh, the flare gun?
Yeah, the flare gun looks right.
The revolver. Can I take the shitty bullets out and put the actual bullets I found in the revolver?
Yeah, those bullets fit that revolver.
Great. So now I have a revolver with bullets.
Six bullets. Yeah.
Great. So,
oh, and you find, finally, a diary.
Great. I have a suspicion, but I'd like to flick through the diary just in case. Do these notes look legit, or do they look like just continued forgeries for whoever knew the code to this box?
The diary looks legit.
All right, I'll read it.
Another year of fruitless searching. All I've caught is a cold, and now I can't seem to shake it. I've never been as scared in my life as I've been in these last few months. Nam wasn't scary, just sickening. The depths a human being can go. But this thing isn't human. It can go so much deeper. Every time I get close, it loses me. It refuses to fight in a place of my choosing. Clever. You keep flipping through.
But it did. You went to the house and it followed you to the house. I have to make it think that where I'm fighting it is a place of its choosing. It is a coward.
Sometimes I think I hear it calling out to me, mimicking the voices of the dead. But maybe I'm just an old man going crazy. And then the final entry. Have I told you yet that I'm dying? My mind is just as sharp as it ever was, but my body is failing. Lungs, maybe? I know it's a disease. Maybe something I picked up in Nam. I think the patchwork man is intercepting my caches. So I've got a little sneaky surprise or two for it.
Why did it want the caches? It needed to know where you were, I suppose. What information could it have gleaned from you?
Well, that gets rid of the theory that I did have.
That the patchwork man did this?
That Ben Kennedy is the patchwork man.
Ah.
All right, so this was just a trap for the patchwork man, nothing more than that.
And it didn't work. I need to find a place where it will think it has the advantage. This bushland would be advantageous to it at night in the dark, but I don't think it's going to have a crack at me today because I'm on alert. It's going to wait.
I know you're out there. I know you're watching. You could face me. Maybe we'd have a conversation. Could talk to you about what's affecting your lungs, making you sick.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Making you weak and slow. I mean, I'm just a man, but at least I can breathe in that air without impediment. Well, some impediment. My ribs are pretty fucked from the incident in the mine shaft. That was clever of you. Nearly got my arm. How did it feel to think you had him cornered, only for him to give you something that was tainted and cursed? How did it feel when that delicious meal you thought you were getting turned to ash in your mouth? All right, as you were, I'll find you.
I'm assuming it's getting darker.
It's sunset right now.
Yeah, and I am a fair way from town.
Mm-hmm.
You know what? Fuck it. I'm an arrogant piece of shit. I'm going to ring Ben Kennedy back.
All right. You have reached the message bank of Ben Kennedy.
I ring Lily Rose.
Brang, 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 brang. Hello, this is Lily Rose. Leave a message.
I ring Gina.
Brang, 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 brang. The number you have dialed is not active.
Son of a bitch! I immediately grab my stuff, look at the map to work at where I am. Ah, the reception shithouse. I have his address in the white pages, don't I?
Sure, yeah.
Can I look it up?
No, you can't. Not right now.
Reception's no good.
Reception's not good enough for that.
All right,
you can
begin.
Make a phone call, but that's it.
I call Rowdy Wilson.
Rowdy Wilson?
Who the Special Agent Rowdy Wilson of the FBI.
I was like, who the fuck was that for a second? Highs or lows?
Highs.
Bring, 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 bring. You have reached the message bank of Wilson. Please try again.
I try again.
You have reached the message bank of...
Is it reception or he's just not answering?
It's probably like 2 a.m.
I keep ringing. He's going to wake up and answer eventually. As I'm doing this, I'm tracking my way back to the trail towards the Walsh house. Highs.
On the third attempt, he answers. What? Hello?
Rowdy, it's Heracles. I need your help. Get to a computer now.
What is it?
I need you to look up the address of a man named Ben Kennedy in the town that I'm staying in. Barragong, New South Wales. Do it now. Actually, while you're there, I need you to look up with how long Ben Kennedy in Barragong, New South Wales, how long he's been there.
All right.
People might be dying, Rowdy. I do not have time. Let's go. I will ring back and apologize to your wife another day.
He gives you an address on Allendale Road. It's right. Somewhere way far south, past the Bismarck Goldfields.
All right, while I got you, can you look up anything about how long he's been in that address? Anything about him at all?
Oh, God.
Any newspaper stories involving him? Any weird shit going on? Any of his kids die mysteriously? Any family members or friends die mysteriously?
No, I can't say anything like that. I can't find anything. I don't know. I can't find anything.
What's the phone number for the Barangong Police Department?
He gives you the phone number?
Thank you very much. Now, Rowdy, there is a small chance when all this wraps up, you need to put out a warrant for my arrest in order to get me home under an extradition order, as I may not be able to leave the country for committing some very minor crimes, such as fleeing a crime scene, fleeing another crime scene, requesting a firearm, fleeing a third crime scene. Anyway, we'll talk about that bridge when we get to it. I apologize for interrupting your night. Give your wife my best.
Good night.
I hang up.
He hangs up.
As I'm heading back towards the Walsh place. Is the reception getting better?
Well, you need to make a survival check.
Fuck.
With a penalty right now.
Good.
So that'll be wits survival. I'm going to call it -2. So it's not a chance die, but it's a single die. You're a bit lost. Heracles.
Fuck.
It's dark. You can't see anything anymore.
Can I try another one with a bit of willpower?
Yeah, you can try again with willpower.
Great. I've got one more willpower to go, and then I have to be an asshole to the next person I meet.
All right. You get one success. It takes you an hour longer than it should, but you find the historical walk. You can head just along the historical walk to get to town. You don't have to trace back to the Walsh
place. That's what I'll do.
But that means you're going to town.
Yeah, no, I understand, Adam. I've got the address of the... I've got the address. Mm-hmm. I'm heading towards that address. While I'm on my way there... I ring the Barragong Police Department.
Bring, 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 bring. Ding, ding, do-dong. No words. It just hangs up.
I try again.
Bring, 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 bring. It rings for a really long time. Ding,
I call 000.
Emergency services, what's your... Where are you?
I'm currently in Barragong, New South Wales. I'm trying to get a hold of the police department and it is ringing out. Are you able to put me through?
Yeah, I can transfer you through. Is it an emergency? Is anyone hurt?
It is an emergency.
Okay. Do you need police, fire, or ambulance?
You might want to send a fire brigade actually as well. I don't think I'll need ambulance, but definitely the fire brigade. But in the first instance, I need the police.
Okay. Can I get your name, please? You hear typing at a computer.
Yes, look, why I need the police is I'm turning myself in. I'm wanted in a number of matters in New South Wales. My name is Heracles Melville.
Uh-huh.
And I'm trying to get a hold of them to tell them where I'm going to be so they can come and arrest me. I've decided that I'm old. I can't be on the run for much longer.
All right. I will inform the nearest police station. And can you tell me where you are currently right now?
Yes, I am. And I give the address of Ben Kennedy's house.
Okay. And you need to make an insight check. An empathy check.
My best check, Adam.
That's a chance die. No. We're sending someone out to you as soon as possible. Are you in danger? Is everything okay where you are right now?
Oh, I'm not in danger, but the people that I have hostage are. So you might want to speed it up a little bit.
All right. Is it okay if I stay on the line with you?
That'd be fantastic. If you could put me through to the police department as soon as you get an answer from them, that would be also terrific.
You're just chatting with this person. They keep asking you for updates and stuff like that. And yep. You keep obviously describing yourself at Ben Kennedy's place. By the time that you get back to Borongong, you realize that this person, this 911 operator, is panicking a little bit.
Ma'am, I'm not going to hurt any of the people I've taken hostage.
No. Not panicking about you.
No. I know. Yeah. I know.
Okay.
I'm not going to hurt anyone I've taken hostage. So just so you understand, it was merely to exacerbate the situation. They're actually people that I met in town, and I've told them that as soon as the police get here, I'll turn myself in and they're fine. We're just going to have some tea. You seem concerned, though. What seems to be the matter? What's your name?
I'm very sorry. I can't tell you that. But please, stay on the line. A squad car should be to
you. You can't get a hold of them either, can you? How long is the pause? Is it long enough for me to realize that?
It's very long.
What about the fire department? You get a hold of them? That's why I requested the fire department, was if you couldn't get the police, I'll turn myself into the fire. The
fire department is on their way, and so are state police.
How far away?
They should be there within the hour.
I'm afraid that I might get jumpy if it's longer than that. You're certain you can't get a hold of the police?
They're hurrying as quickly as possible. I'm trying to contact any local officer I can.
Do I have the business card of the cop?
Which cop?
He left a voicemail on my phone.
He did.
Ma'am, I just want you to say you have done an excellent job in trying circumstances, and I appreciate all the work that you have done. Rest assured, no harm will come to anyone. Well, I hope no harm will come to anyone. That's confusing for you because I said earlier no harm will come to anyone, but it's actually outside of my control. Good luck trying to find the police department. When you get a hold of them, you send them to that address, okay? I'm going to hang up now.
The person, the operator maybe says something about not hanging up, but you hang up in the middle of that.
Yeah, I do. I go through my missed calls messages and I find the phone number for that cop.
All right.
I ring him.
Ring, 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 ring.
Adam, you fuck. It's you, isn't it? You got the cops. I assume, unless you are Ben Kennedy, that you have Ben Kennedy.
Bismarck Goldfields.
Click.
I go to Harry's Con.
It's closed.
Great. I smashed the window, Adam. Who's going to arrest me, Adam? The police?
What? Are you trying to be quiet at all?
Does he live there? Do I know that?
He does. He does live there.
No, you know what? I'm not going to be quiet.
Okay. How do you smash it?
I have a cricket bat, Adam. I smash
it with the cricket bat.
Smash right. The door. No, you know what? I don't even smash the door to open. I just smash the window and step in.
Okay.
Do I hear anything?
You maybe hear... So, 5 successes. Yes. You first off get a beat, but you can hear like a boom, 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 boom of a large, heavy-set man upstairs grabbing a bat, and then making his way downstairs.
Does he come downstairs to see me standing in his shop, Adam?
Yes. Harry, wearing just underwear, he is an absolute mountain of a man. Incredibly, like, at first you thought he was wearing underwear and a jumper, but then you realize he's just wearing underwear.
He's a big, hairy son of a bitch.
In one hand, he has a cricket bat, very similar in manner to yours, except that it has screws put through it. And in the other hand, he has a big, heavy metal flashlight. What the fucking hell are you doing here?
Need to borrow your car.
The fuck you do?
I pull out the revolver and point it at him. Harry, I adjudicate that it'd take you three of those big steps of yours to get that baseball bat over here. Now, you might connect with my head, but I guarantee you I would shoot you in the stomach sure as shit. Also, if your wife tries to call the police, she will not get a hold of them. I cannot get a hold of them. Something terrible is happening here tonight, Harry. I'm being truthful with you. I need to borrow your car.
I'm going to make that an intimidation presence check with a...
So, Adam, I'm not trying to intimidate him.
You're pointing a gun at him, dude. So
I'm just showing him an equation.
However, I'm going to make that in a presence intimidation check. I'm going to give you a bonus
for
having a gun.
Yeah.
Normally it'd be a chance die, but I'm going to call it three dice.
Huh. Oh, no, the police would have confiscated my car. I was like, I could go to the hotel and get my car, but Adam, there's no way my car is at the hotel.
Harry bulks and lowers the bat, and then he says, all right, no need to worry. He walks over to the counter, presses like a bunch of keys on the register. The register, ching, pops out, and from the register, he produces keys that he throws to you.
Thank you very much, Harry. I'll return it in one piece, and if there's any damage on it, I'll pay for the damage. I will also pay for the damage to your front window, as you can see that I'm in a bit of a state and this is an emergency.
Harry, who has gone very white in the face, just nods slowly, giving you big old bug eyes.
Mr. Stiles, you and your wife should... You know that gun you told me you had?
Yeah.
If you hear someone else come in here after I've left, I suspect you grabbed that first instead of your bat with screws in it. Do you understand?
Uh-huh.
Burrungong is not a safe place tonight. I take his keys, I holster my gun, and I leave.
His car's just out the front. Actually, it'll be around the back, but neither here nor there.
Yep.
You might want to hurry. Harry does have a gun.
Yeah, no, I do. I hurry. I'm moving pretty quick.
You maybe go out the back door.
Does anyone see me? Anyone in town?
No, the town was deserted when you went across the street, and you probably go out the back of Harry's con rather than go out the front and then walk all the way around. You don't see anyone out the back of Harry's con, and you didn't see anyone crossing the street either.
All right, on the drive to the Bismarck Goldfields, I ring Special Agent Rowdy Wilson.
As always.
No. I ring 000 again.
000, what's your emergency?
Hello. I don't know if you recall, but I believe you make a note of all the calls that you get over the course of any day, and you recall them. I'm Heracles Melville. I was calling earlier to turn myself into police in a sort of friendly hostage situation. We couldn't get a hold of the police, so I asked for the state police and the fire brigade to come. This is unrelated to what I'm doing, but you might need some SES people to the gold fields within the next, I guess, 4 to 5 minutes. Just while I've been sitting here talking to these people at this address that I'm at, and I give Ben Kennedy's address again because that's where the stadies are going.
Mm-hmm.
We were talking about some people fooling around in the gold field, and then someone else reported that it was mighty dangerous down there. And well, now I'm just doing my civic duty, and I'm worried that someone may be in trouble there.
Okay. Of course we can do that. So you're Heracles?
Click.
All right, cool. So you go straight to the Bismarck Goldfields?
Yep.
All right. So you're not going to Ben Kennedy's place?
No, because there's no point going there.
Okay.
I drive past Ben Kennedy's place on the way, right?
No, you'd have to go past Bismarck to get to Ben Kennedy's.
There's no point going to Ben's.
Okay.
My gut feel is he's working with the thing. And so if the thing's at Bismarck with the cops, probably got the others as well. That's what I'm thinking. Or the creatures just kidnapped them all to draw me out.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.